Fast Eddie, large and in charge once again at Aero Shell Square here at EAA Oshkosh, sitting in front of me under the wing of this beautiful Tuskegee Airman P-51 Charlie model Mustang is Court Dunn. Court is involved in an aviation day camp at an airport near my hometown of Downingtown. It's N57, if you want to dig out the sectional, also known as the New Garden Airport in Tough Kenneman. How you doing, Court?
I'm doing great today, Fast Eddie.
Tell us all about this aviation day camp. This is something new that they did down there.
This is brand new this year, and John Martin, the airport manager, and I started talking about this a couple years ago. And I'm a school teacher and a pilot, so I have an interest in getting young people involved with aviation. And I've heard so many people say that young people just aren't interested in aviation anymore. And I just haven't accepted that. And I started talking with John, or John started talking with me, and we started planning this a couple years ago. But I guess the one thing that he said, 10 years ago I was the youngest airplane owner on the field. And 10 years later, I'm still the youngest airplane owner on the field. And so that kind of gave us both a jump to do something about getting young kids involved. We did not believe that there was not young people, that they did not want to learn to fly. So we started this day camp. 6 hours during the day, 5 days, and we just finished it up 2 weeks ago. And we ended up with 30 youngsters from the ages of 7 all the way up to 14.
Wow, that's a good turnout.
It was a great turnout. And we were all excited. And at the end of the week, the feedback we got from the kids and the parents was phenomenal. The kids all got airplane rides while they were there. They got a logbook with their time logged it by the time they left. They were treated to many different things during the week. So we consider it a great success.
That is a great success, because to get kids to get off of the computers and Facebook and all that other stuff and to come out and actually do hands-on activities, that is just incredible.
It was.
You don't hear much of that nowadays. The kids are too glued to video games, and here you gave them the opportunity to do the real deal.
And we did give them a few videos to play too. I mean, we had some flight sims there. We had some RC flight sims and some real flight sims.
Cool.
Some Microsoft stuff. And the kids took to that as you would expect them to, but they were also outside most of the day. And there was a couple of youngsters that were a little worried about getting in the airplane, and by the time they got back, they were sold. They want to become pilots.
Well, you know, and the amazing thing is, as you saw, it doesn't really take much to light a spark in a kid.
Our trick now is to try to figure out a way to get the hook into these youngsters and get them out to the airport and get them flying somehow, some way.
Well, what kind of activities did you do with the kids?
Well, let me go through a few of the activities. We wanted to expose them to as many aspects of aviation that we could. So we had the Brandywine Soaring Association do a glider demonstration with a tow plane. The kids went over there. They learned how to put a glider together out of the trailer. They talked to the tow pilot. We brought a powered parachute fellow in to show them about powered parachutes. Matt Chapman, who keeps his plane at our field,
and he's here this week
he's
at
flying
Air Venture.
Today.
He's flying today
and tomorrow. He gave a personal air show to all of our kids.
Nice.
We got the FAA waiver and everything, and he did a half an hour routine. We had him on radio. He was explaining all about aerodynamic and lift and the forces acting on an airplane while he's flying to the kids who are watching the whole show. And then he did his air show routine, came back and landed, and all the kids he signed autographs, he talked to all the kids, he talked about what he did for a living, and that was a real hook too. So we have a definite advantage having somebody like Matt Chapman, you know, world-class aerobatic performer.
Jeez.
And one of the things we had that was a lot of fun, we went to a local shoe company and got a lot of shoe boxes. And they had to build protection for an egg inside a shoebox, and we tossed them out of Roger Leonard's cub.
Oh, jeez!
So we had 15 boxes loaded in the Roger's cub, and so we came over to the airfield. We pushed all these shoeboxes out the cub, and the kids were trying to make sure their eggs didn't break.
Oh man!
And I think I miscalculated a little bit on that. I think we only broke one egg, so. I think I've got to give them fewer materials next year.
Yeah, I got to toughen it up a little bit here.
I have to make it a little bit tougher.
Well, that's great. I mean, you really had quite an airport involvement.
We did.
And, you know, Roger Leonard, know him well, and Matt Chapman, too. They're both great people. It's good to see that they were on board with this as well.
But the other thing I can't say enough about is John Martin, as our new airport manager, his vision of where New Garden is going right now is just nothing short of fantastic. I mean, just so much involved with the youth, so much involved with what's with what we're the community involved with what New Garden is doing for the community. And the aviation camp is just one aspect of it.
Now, I'm assuming that next year you're going to do the same thing.
We will.
That's great.
We will do the same thing next year, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just trying to get different ideas now so that anybody who comes back next year won't be doing the same activities.
Ooh, that is going to be a toughie.
We'll have to think about that.
Well, you know what? Fortunately, there are plenty of avenues on the internet, if I may suggest, to help out with some of the modeling activities.
Please do.
You might want to contact the Academy of Model Aeronautics. They might be able to help you out with ideas. Of course, EAA and the Young Eagles program, there are resources available there. AOPA has just started a campaign called Through the Fence, aimed specifically at the age group that you guys are aimed at. I'm sure they'd be able to help too.
There are there's probably a lot of people that especially now that they've seen how successful we are. But getting back to the AMA, we did a lot of remote control stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids work with remote control. They were on the simulator all week long, and then John took them out. The camp bought about 3 RC planes, and so John took them out, and a lot of the kids had a chance to fly the RC planes, our trainers that we built.
Uh-huh.
And that was that's another hook to get them in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, nothing lights the imagination of a kid than hands-on.
Absolutely.
Because, hands-on is a lot better than just looking at it in a book. Mm-hmm. Because you get a feel for it. Oh, that's how it works. Yeah, this is cool. So you're going to try it again next year then.
And hopefully some of these youngsters will be getting their pilot's license. They'll be attending air shows. They'll be doing all those things that we want them to do. Maybe buying an airplane, maybe flying at New Garden Flying Field, maybe someplace else.
Hey, maybe they may build their own airplane too. What the hey?
Maybe they'll be air show announcers.
Could very well be. We could always use more of them. I'm thinking about retiring. I'm making so much money at it these days.
I don't think you should retire. I think what we need to do is get some of the kids, actually bring you into the camp next year and have you talk about what you do with air shows.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll hold you to that.
That'd be fantastic.
Chapter 240 knows how to get a hold of Digital Dave and I. We'd be happy to come down and talk.
We'll do that because we can expose them to just one more area of aviation.
Yeah.
You can talk about all of your experiences and what you've seen on the road.
Oh, man. The fantastic experiences that I have had, I'd love to tell kids.
And maybe we could get Matt Chapman back. Maybe you could announce Matt and get one of the kids to help you announce it.
Sure. Maybe we could an impromptu air show announcer
Wouldn't
class.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Wouldn't it be, though? Let's work on that.
We'll
seriously.
That.
Let's. You give me some groundwork on that. I'll see what I can put together.
We will.
I got to start working on it now. Oshkosh comes up too quickly.
but it was great. It was a great experience, and we're really glad we did it. And I don't want to hear from anybody that young people are not interested in aviation, because they are.
You give them the opportunity, you'd be surprised at what they'd be interested in. And, of course, aviation being very near and dear to my heart, because I was a kid once too. You were a kid. And in a lot of ways, we still are kids, you know.
And if I could add one more thing to that exact statement, that's the reason why I got involved with it. Is because I know how hard it was for me to get my license or my certificate, because I didn't have the money when I was a kid. I was a typical kid. I'm sure you've heard this story many, many times.
Sure.
Driving your bicycle by the airport, hanging by the chain link fence, watching the airplanes. Never able to do it. It took me a long, long time to finally get my ticket. And I wanted to make sure that anybody who had the same dreams that I did not have to go through what I had to go through to get my ticket. I want them to get it a lot easier than I.
That is one of the great things about the aviation community, is that we are not only willing to share, but help out in just about every way possible to get the youngsters motivated like we are.
And I found nothing but that in anything that I've done.
That's great. Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been here under the wing of a P-51 Charlie model talking to Court Dunn. Court, can they get more information on this on the EAA Chapter 240 website by any chance?
They could find out a lot of information from the EAA 240, which is EAA240.org. They could find a lot of information on the camp we just had, but not next year's yet.
Okay.
Probably the best way to get information on next year's camp would be to call the airport manager, John Martin. And you can find his number through newgardenflyingfield.com.
Okay, there you go. Are they still using N57.com?
No, I think Everett DuPont's still using that.
Okay, so it's newgardenflyingfield.com.
Right.
Okay, that's newgardenflyingfield.com if you want more information.
That is correct.
All right, thanks, Court. Appreciate this. You're listening, as always, to EAA Radio.